Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton left Rossville to drive to Heatherton, they were on their way to be married. Now Penny is in the Heatherton hospital, the result of an automobile accident which left her scarred and injured her eyes. And the man she intended to marry is dead. Penny, however, has not been told of Barry's death. It's now more than 2 weeks after the accident, and Penny's mother, Grace, is at Penny's bedside with news of Penny's brother. Grace says,
Penny, at last we've heard from Pat.
Oh, Mother, how wonderful. I couldn't imagine why we didn't get a letter from him or a phone call, but I didn't want to ask.
Well, I was beginning to think I'd lost a son, but there's a reason we haven't heard, dear. He has a new job, traveling, and his mail didn't catch up with him until he stayed in Los Angeles a whole week.
You mean Pat's in California?
Mm-hmm. Only passing through, though, Penny. He's traveling all over the country on his new job, and he says he's going to come to Rossville as soon as he can.
Oh, won't he be surprised when he sees Valerie?
He should be. He's not the father of a baby anymore. Oh, Penny, even you wouldn't recognize her. She's grown so much in the last few weeks.
Oh, golly, I'd like to see her.
Well, maybe I'll bring her down with me sometime.
No, I can wait till I get home.
No, darling, Valerie won't notice your face.
Just the same, I'd rather wait, Mother. What did Pat do, write or phone?
He wrote, and he enclosed a note for you.
Good.
Here it is. Addressed to my darling sister.
I thought my darling brother had forgotten all about me. You mind if I read it now?
Oh, I'll mind if you don't. You want me to open it for you, dear?
If you will, darling, here.
Told me in this letter to me that he feels awful not being able to be with you now, but he just has to stick with his job.
Oh, I wouldn't want him to see me looking this way anyhow.
No, Penny, you just have to get over that.
I will, in time.
Remember, darling, it won't be long before you'll be strong enough to have something done about those scars. Here's your letter.
Thank you. Want me to read it out loud?
Don't you want to, but it isn't necessary.
Oh, Pat and I don't hold any secrets from you.
You better not.
All right, then I'll read it aloud.
All right, but, oh, Penny, your eyes, is it all right for you to read?
It isn't a long letter, darling. He says, my darling sister, if thoughts can be transmitted and received across a distance of hundreds and hundreds of miles, this note is not the first you've heard of me since I first heard of the accident. And if good wishes are good medicine, you're well on your way to recovery. I hope you will not accuse me of thoughtlessness for not writing you sooner, but I've been scattering myself around the country like a man pursued, and the bad news of your accident just reached me. I'm sure by now, my beautiful sister, that...
Go on.
He thinks I'm his beautiful sister. Wait till he sees me.
When he sees you, you'll be all right again. What else does he say?
I'm sure by now, my beautiful sister, that the worst is over and that both you and Barry are making plans to be married. I hope you'll hold off the wedding until I get back to Rossville. I want to kiss the bride and shake the hand of the luckiest and smartest man in the world. I've never met Barry Carton, but I've heard of the Cartons. And I know Barry must be top man of the universe to have won the hand and heart of the top girl of all time. My best wishes, darling, for a speedy recovery for both you and Barry. New plans for a wonderful wedding and armfuls of happiness forever after. Your loving brother, Pat.
What a lovely letter.
You might have known it'd be from Pat. Oh, I'll have to show it to Barry so he'll know what kind of a brother-in-law he's getting. What did Pat say in his letter to you? Anything about Suzanne?
Well, he hasn't found a trace of her, Penny. He says he's just about reconciled to being wifeless the rest of his days.
It's a shame for Valerie. She'll soon be at the age when a mother will be important to her.
I know.
Look at poor Julie Martin. She's
I think she's forgotten her mother, Penny. At least for the time being. She started school 2 weeks ago, you know.
Julie did?
Why, Penny, she's six.
I guess she is. Oh, I guess I've been thinking about myself so much these days, I've forgotten all about Julie and how old she is and school and everything else.
Well, you should be thinking about yourself these days, Penny, and only yourself. It's a matter of your eyes, darling. We're all doing a lot of thinking about that.
So am I. It's, going to be awfully expensive, isn't it?
Well, we're not half as worried about the expense as we are about your eyes. The money doesn't really matter, but your eyes do.
I think they'll be all right, darling.
Well, that's not for you to say or for us to say. Dr. Ryan and Dr. Weston are both worried. We have to call in that specialist.
Well, where will we get the money, Mother? Where?
We'll get it. Don't worry.
I do worry. We don't have anywhere near the amount of the money this man will cost.
Well, that's true, but there are ways of getting money.
Oh, darling, don't you and Jed go into debt for me.
Well, just what should we do? Let you go blind?
Well, no, but
money will save your sight. We'll save it.
Look, maybe I can get the money.
And just where?
Well, I could sell the house. It belongs to Pat and me, but I'm sure Pat has no use for it anymore.
And just what will you do after you get out of the house? I mean, well, yes, you could sell the house, but you'll be putting a lot... I mean...
Mother, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I just thought of something, dear. I wonder if you'd excuse me.
No, Mother, what's wrong?
Nothing, darling. Nothing for you to worry about.
Why should it upset you because I mentioned selling the house? I won't need it when I'm out of the hospital. Barry and I'll have a home of our own.
Yes, of course, darling. It wasn't that that upset me. And Freddie and Nora's home will be ready soon, too, won't it? Well, I'll be back later, dear.
All right. Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, hello, nurse.
Mrs. Billings, you look pale. Is something wrong?
Oh, I almost made a terrible mistake, Miss Brill. I said something that could have made Penny realize that Barry's dead. But luckily, she didn't catch it. At least, I don't think she did.
Oh, heavens, I hope not.
Oh, it'd be awful for her to find out by accident.
Well, I'm sure she didn't find out, Mrs. Billings. But I'm taking your lunch into her now, and I'll know for certain. Are you coming back later, or are you going to Rossville?
No, I'll be back later.
Oh, fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Brill.
Ready for lunch, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, time for lunch already, Angela.
It's past time. I'm late. I just saw your mother.
Angela, what's the matter with her? Did she seem upset to you?
Why, no, not that I noticed. I hope you'll eat all your lunch this time.
I'll try. Oh, I guess I just imagined something was wrong with her. She looked so strange, but maybe it was just a trick my eyes were playing on me.
How are the eyes this afternoon?
About the same. At least there's no pain the way there was at first.
That's good. Now, you eat all your lunch like a good patient this time, and I'll be back in a little while. Please, as a favor to me, eat everything on the tray.
Third floor, Dr. Evans. Oh, yes, doctor, she's fine. 322? Yes, she is. Yes, doctor, I will. You're welcome, sir.
Hello, Dr. Evans.
Oh, Nurse Brill. Hello. How's everything down your way?
Well, my part of the floor seems to be doing all right. And as for Miss Gibbs, she...
Now, just what makes you think I was going to ask about Miss Gibbs?
A nurse is still a woman, Dr. Evans, and women notice things.
We poor men can't get away with anything, can we?
You poor men usually get away with murder.
Well.
I'm only joking, Doctor.
And I was only joking when I tried to hide my interest in Miss Gibbs. How is she?
The best she'd been.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means we'll be telling her about Carlton one of these days.
Well, I suppose the sooner we tell her, the better.
Yes, I suppose so. But I certainly wouldn't want the job. Has she asked about him today?
Not a word that I know of.
I wonder if she has any idea that he's dead. Woman's intuition or something.
No, I don't think so, Dr. Evans. She's...
Miss Brill, isn't that one of the patients coming down the hall?
Oh, good heavens, that's Miss Gibbs. Oh,
quick, Miss Brill. She's going to faint. Miss Gibbs! Miss Gibbs!
Miss Gibbs, what are you doing out of your room?
Quick, Miss Brill, a chair. She's very weak.
Oh.
Here now, easy.
I guess I'm not as strong as I thought I was.
Now, sit right down, Miss Gibbs, and you'll be all right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Now, just where do you think you were going?
You ought to know where she was going, Dr. Evans, to Mr. Carlton's room. I hope you take her back into her own room as soon as you think she can be moved.
You're not angry with me for trying to see Barry, are you?
Of course not, Miss Gibbs. Here, drink this. It'll quiet you.
All right.
All of it now.
Oh.
There, that's good.
Angela.
Yes?
Do you understand why I went to see him? Or tried to?
Yes, I do, Miss.
Do you really, Angela? Have you ever loved somebody the way I love him?
Yes, I have. But I had to get over it.
You had to get over it? Why?
He was killed, Miss Gibbs. In New Guinea in the war. I got over it, all right. But... no one, absolutely no one, will ever take his place. So, you see, I do understand why you wanted to see Mr. Carlton.
He's a person no one can replace either, Angela. And if I lost him, I don't think I'd get over it the way you have. That's why I mustn't lose him. That's why I had to see him. Soon.
If Penny insists on seeing Barry... how will they avoid telling her he's no longer alive? Can Penny take the shock of knowing at this time? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Now, yes, now, Kroger's great hot-dated coffee brings you an opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or a Justomatic electric iron. 1,160 prizes are being given away in 5 weekly contests. The second week's contest closes midnight tomorrow, October 22nd. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.